الدهرين. أمين. اليوم 27 من شهر توت المبارك أحسن الله انقضاء وأعد عليكم ونحن في الختازلات والآثام والسيئات من قبل مراحم الرب أختي. أمين. On this day Saint Eustathius and his two sons were martyred. He was one of the ministers of the Roman Empire. Early in his life, he did not know God, but he used to give alms and charity in abundance. مثل هذا اليوم استشهد القديس أستاتيوس ولده. كان من وزراء مملكة الرومان، وكان في أول أمر لا يعرف الله، ولكنه كان كثير الصدقة والرحمة. The Lord did not wish that his toil should be in vain. فلم يرد الله أن يضيع تعبه سدى. While he was in the desert hunting wild animals, the figure of a cross appeared to him between the horns of a stag, and it reached up to heaven. He chased the stag in the mountains to hunt it. The Lord spoke to him and told him about his new name, which was Eustathius, as he was Eflacudius before. كان الله رأى الله أن يضيع تعب هذا الإنسان، فبينما كان يصيد الغزلان في إحدى المرات كعادته، رأى صليبا مرتفعا وسمع صوت الرب يسوع يدعوه للإيمان. ولما رجع إلى بيته روى لزوجته ولديه ما حدث، ثم توجهوا إلى أسقف روما الذي علمهم الإيمان وعمدهم وغير اسمه إلى أستاتيوس. They went to the Lord ordered him to be baptized in the name of the Lord Christ and told him that poverty will be coming upon him speedily. When he heard that, he descended from the mountain and went to the bishop of the city, who baptized him, his wife, and his two sons, and he changed his name into Eustathius, as the Lord had ordered him. Right after, he lost all what he had, from slaves and maidens, cattle and money. ما لبث أن حلت به نكبات متوالية مثل أيوب الصديق، ففقد عبيده وجواريه وكل أمواله، وخرج من روما بسبب الفقر، وفي الطريق فقد زوجته وولديه، وبتدبير الله محب البشر اجتمعوا معا مرة أخرى، ففرحوا بذلك فرحا عظيما. He lost all what he had and he went out of Rome because of poverty, and in his way he lost his wife and two sons. But with the Almighty God, they were saved again, and they met another time, and they were rejoiced great joy. لما تولى الملك سنة 117 سمع عن أستاتيوس وعائلته أنهم صاروا مسيحيين، فاستدعاهم وأمرهم بالتبخير للأوثان فرفضوا. When Adrianus, the king, was enthroned in 117, he heard about Eustathius and his family that they became Christians. Then he brought them to him and ordered them to raise an incense to the idols. They refused. Then he left the beasts on them But the beast did not hurt them. At last, he put them in boiled oil. Then they delivered their pure souls in the hand of the Lord and received the kingdom, the crown of martyrdom. لما علم أنه صاروا مسيحيين استدعاهم وأمرهم بالتبخير للأوثان فرفضوا فأطلق عليهم الوحوش المفترسة الجائعة فلم تؤذهم وأخيرا وضعهم في زيت مغلي فأسلموا أرواحهم بيد الرب ونالوا إكليل الشهادة بركة صلواتهم فلتكن معنا ولربنا المجد دائما أبديا آمين. See you.